ಭಗವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿ ಓಂ ವೇದ ಮನೋಚಾಚಾರ್ಯೋ ಅಂತೇವಾಸಿನ ಮನುಷಾಸ್ತಿ ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದ ಧರ್ಮಂ ಚರ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯಾನ್ಮಾ ಪ್ರಮದಃ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಧನಮಾಹೃತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಜಾತಂತುಂ ಮಾ ವ್ಯವಚ್ಛೇತ್ಸಿ ಸತ್ಯಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಕುಶಲಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಭೋಗ್ಯೈನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನಾಭ್ಯಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ದೇವಪಿತೃಕಾರ್ಯಾಭ್ಯಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಮಾತೃದೇವೋ ಭವ ಪಿತೃದೇವೋ ಭವ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ದೇವೋ ಭವ ಅತಿಥಿದೇವೋ ಭವ ಯಾನ್ಯನ ವಧ್ಯಾನಿ ಕರ್ಮಾಣಿ ತಾನಿ ಸೇವಿತವ್ಯಾನಿ ನೋ ಇತರಾಣಿ ಯಾನ್ಯಸ್ಮಾಕಗುಂ ಸುಚರಿತಾನಿ ತಾನಿ ತ್ವಯೋಪಾಸ್ಯಾನಿ ನೋ ಇತರಾಣಿ ಏಕೇ ಚಾಸ್ಮಶ್ರೇಯಾ ಪುಂಸೋ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಃ ತೇಷಾಂ ತ್ವಯಾಸನೇನ ಪ್ರಶ್ವಸಿತವ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ದೇಯಂ ಅಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ದೇಯಂ ಶ್ರಿಯಾ ದೇಯಂ ಹ್ರಿಯಾ ದೇಯಂ ಭಿಯಾ ದೇಯಂ ಸಂವಿದಾ ದೇಯಂ ಅಥ ಯದಿ ತೇ ಕರ್ಮ ವಿಚಿಕಿತ್ಸಾ ವಾ ವೃತ್ತ ವಿಚಿಕಿತ್ಸಾ ವಾ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಏತತ್ರ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾ ಸಂವರ್ಷಿಣಃ ಯುಕ್ತ ಆಯುಕ್ತಾ ಅಲೋಕ್ಷ ಧರ್ಮಕಾಮಾ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಯಥಾ ತೇ ತತ್ರ ವರ್ತೇರನ್ ತಥಾ ತತ್ರ ವರ್ತೇತಾಃ ಅಥಾಭ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತೇಷು ಏತತ್ರ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾ ಸಂವರ್ಷಿಣಃ ಯುಕ್ತ ಆಯುಕ್ತಾ ಅಲೋಕ್ಷ ಧರ್ಮಕಾಮಾ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಯಥಾ ತೇ ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇರನ್ ತಥಾ ತೇಷು ವರ್ತೇತಾಃ ಏಷ ಆದೇಶಃ ಏಷ ಉಪದೇಶಃ ಏಷ ವೇದೋಪನಿಷತ್ ಏತದನುಶಾಸನಂ ಏವಮುಪಾಸಿತವ್ಯಂ ಏವಮುಚೈತದುಪಾಸ್ಯಂ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ
Revered Founder Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satsai Baba, I have the honor to pray to you to declare the convocation open.
I declare convocation open.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Revered Founder Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba, I seek your blessings to offer the 38th convocation report of our institute. Esteemed Chancellor, Sri K. Chakravarti, IAS retired, Honorable Chief Guest, Dr. Satish Reddy, Chairman, Defense Research and Development Organization, Government of India, respected members of Sri Sat Sai Central Trust, respected members of the Institute Trust, respected members of the Board of Management, respected members of the Academic Council, former Vice Chancellors, Registrar and Controller of Examinations, Directors and Deans, faculty and non-teaching staff of our Institute, Directors and their colleagues from Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences and General Hospitals, distinguished academicians, delegates and invitees, ever interactive alumni of this institute, reassuring associates of Radio Swahi, graduates and students of the institute and their parents and guardians, the dignitaries from the government of Andhra Pradesh, the luminaries and Swahi devotees from overseas, friends from the press and media, Swahi brothers and sisters. On this auspicious occasion of the 38th convocation of Sri Sat Sai Institute of High Learning, with utmost humility, I extend the most affectionate welcome to you all. The grand avataric mission of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba, the founder chancellor of our institute, an ardent devotee who has played a key role is Sri K. Chakravarti. His association with our beloved Bhagwan dates back to 1975. Subsequent to his university education in economics, Sri Chakravarti joined the Indian Administrative Service, IAS, in 1960 and was on the cadre of the then unified state of Andhra Pradesh, where he held various administrative positions that include collector of Anantapur district, finance secretary projects, commissioner of relief, commissioner of commercial taxes, and many such administrative positions. He had earned a stellar reputation for his competence and integrity during his tenures with both the state and central governments. With the blessings of Bhagawan Sri Sat Sai Baba, Sri Chakravarti has been in Prashant Nilayam since 1981. As he was appointed as the first registrar of Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning, a position that he held until 1994. During that period, he diligently established tangible administrative and academic procedures and steered the institute on the right path as envisioned by Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba. Along with the first Vice Chancellor, Professor V.K. Gokak, he was instrumental in introducing the unique Sri Sat Sai system of integral education under the divine guidance of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba. Later, Sri Chakravarti, on behalf of Sri Sat Sai Central Trust, coordinated the implementation of the Sri Sat Sai drinking water supply project in Anantapur district. As a member secretary of Sri Sat Sai Central Trust, he has made major contributions to several initiatives of the trust in the areas of Medicare, Educare and Sociocare. He is most sought after for advice and guidance even today. With his vast experience in public life and love for Bhagwan and his mission, I am sure this institute will continue to benefit from his unflinching guidance and advice. I extend a warm welcome to you, sir, the chancellor of our institute. I am equally delighted to introduce Dr. G. Satish Reddy, the Honorable Chief Guest of our Institute's 38th Annual Convocation. Dr. Reddy, currently the Secretary, Department of Defense Research and Development, Chairman, Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, and the Director General, Aeronautical Development Agency, is well known for his significant contributions towards indigenous design, development, and deployment of diversified state-of-the-art critical aerospace technologies and advanced missile systems for key strategic programs and further defense applications of our country. He graduated in Electronics and Communication Engineering from Jawaharlal Nehru Technological University, JNTU, Anantapur, and received his MS and PhD degrees from JNTU, Hyderabad. He joined Defense Research and Development Laboratory, DRDL, Hyderabad in the year 1986 and subsequently joined Research Center, Imarat, the brainchild of Dr. Kalam. Dr. Reddy has made significant contributions to the formulation of many R&D policies for defense of our country and conceptualized modalities for promoting innovative manufacturing. Dr. Reddy is the chief architect of advanced missile technologies and smart guided weapons in our country. He spearheaded Mission Shakti and successfully demonstrated its capability associated with extremely high degree of precision. As the Director General of Aeronautical Development Agency, he led the final operational clearance of the best in its class, fourth generation light combat aircraft Tejas, leaving lasting imprint on Indian defense and aerospace capabilities. As the Director General of Missiles and Strategic Systems, he spearheaded Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Missile Complex, leading to the realization of frontline defense systems and world-class missile technologies. He strengthened the ballistic missile defense program and successfully demonstrated interception capabilities at high altitudes. He led the development of advanced avionics and achieved a streak of successful missions of long-range Agni, 5 strategic missile, and brought a significant jump in control in critical technologies. His key technology initiatives led to the successful realization of smart anti-airfield weapon, guided munitions, and precision strike weapons. His phenomenal R&D contributions made our country self-reliant in missiles and avionics technologies. He has received several awards, including AIAA Missile Systems Award, National Aeronautical Prize, National Systems Gold Medal, National Design Award, IEI IEEE USA Award for Engineering Excellence, Homi J. Baba Gold Medal and Technology Leadership Award. His technology leadership has been transformative and Indian defense and aerospace sector. He has been conferred with honorary degrees of Doctor of Science by many leading universities in the country. I, on behalf of the Institute fraternity, extend a warm welcome to you, sir. With the Bhagwan's blessings and on behalf of the entire Institute community, I would like to take this opportunity to express my wholehearted felicitations to our graduates on their accomplishments. Now, for the benefit of those who are unfamiliar with ethos and genesis of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, kindly allow me to share a brief background of the Institute for the next few minutes. The seed of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning was sowed way back in 1968, when Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba founded the Women's College in Anantapur. Subsequently, he founded the Brindavan campus for men in the year 1969. Indeed, last year and this year, the Anantapur and Brindavan campuses celebrated 50 years of their existence respectively. This is indeed a testimony that our system of values-based integral education has stood the test of time and has addressed the holistic development of several generations of our students. The comprehensive progress of students is possible only in an ambience that nurtures the mind, body and soul. To facilitate this, the Institute has a compulsory residential policy for all its students and doctoral research scholars. This promotes an environment similar to the ancient Indian Gurukula system of education in a modern context. Teachers and students live and grow together in an ambience of mutual trust and unity. Our students actively participate in various activities that include physical, cultural, devotional, and service, apart from rigorous academic. The favorable student-teacher ratio of 8-1 at Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning reinforces this culture. As a result, what distinguishes our graduates from those of other universities in our country is the transformation of their hearts and not just their minds. It helps in developing a strong character and positive qualities in students and nurtures virtues like malleability, tolerance and sacrifice, molding them into responsible citizens. The thousands of alumni graduated from the portals of this institute are examples of the three outcomes that our model of education entails: to be professionally sound, socially responsible, and spiritually aware. Now let me turn towards briefing you on our basic infrastructural facilities. All the 4 campuses of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning are set in spacious, peaceful, and tranquil surroundings. Each campus has well-equipped science laboratories, libraries, computer and multimedia learning centers equipped with high-speed broadband internet connectivity, which facilitates a 2-to-1 student-computer ratio accessibility and enables the students and faculty access the subscribed 40,000 science and social science journals. We also have impressive sports facilities at each individual campus accessible to all the students. Further, the Institute has a state-of-the-art Olympic standard multidiscipline indoor stadium located at Prashant Nilayam. It has a spectator capacity of 4,000. On the academic front, we have a merit-based open admissions policy for the students. For the current academic year, 2019-20, 587 students from an eligible applicant pool of 2,516 are enrolled for various undergraduate, postgraduate, and professional programs, taking the total student strength to 1,406 across 4 campuses. The academic programs of any educational institute have to be dynamic, and they should address the societal needs and demands, as Bhagavan has exhorted time and again. During the last academic year, we introduced a new subject combination of mathematics, computer science and statistics at the bachelor's level, and a master's program in data science and computing. During this academic year, we started bachelor's level program in computer science for men students and postgraduate course in mathematics for our women students. We admitted 20 doctoral research scholars in the current academic year. The National Education Policy document recommends the introduction of multidisciplinary higher education institutions across various states of our country that would have several different components, which I am delighted to affirm are already in place at Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning. However, in order to formalize these components to begin with, we intend to start a structured certificate course in yoga and self-development in the academic year commencing June 2020. The nation leading student-teacher ratio, complemented by highly qualified and dedicated faculty members, have led to an excellent academic performance across the institute. The examinations pass percentage for the institute across all the programs for the academic year 2018-19 was 95. In addition to this, I am proud to state that a large number of our students have been successful in securing the first few top ranks in national competitive examinations such as GATE, JEST, CSR, VCNET and the other similar examinations. For a student population of just over 1400, the institute attracted over 180 visiting faculty and guest lecturers from premier universities and organizations from within the country and abroad during the last academic year. To facilitate wider exposure to the developments in academia and industry and enable the exchange of ideas, the institute conducted several national and international workshops and conferences during the academic year 2018-19 across several departments. Now let me share a few words with you about our research activities. Our beloved SAIS Institute continues to provide the best possible research facilities for its students and faculty. We strongly believe, as envisaged by Bhagavan, that successful academic growth of any university would be sustained only when research and teaching are fused together seamlessly, and that one without the other is incomplete. As you are all aware, interdisciplinary research is an indispensable need for innovation. It indeed brings together different minds across various disciplines in emerging areas to converge and work together to make an impact on any program. In our institute, interdisciplinary research is being rigorously pursued among the faculty members comprising physics, chemistry, biosciences, food and nutritional sciences, and mathematics and computer science. This has resulted not only in advancing their knowledge base, but also in the effective sharing of available resources. The research activities of faculty and students at Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning envision the exploration and promotion of socially relevant, rural-friendly, translational research encompassing health, environment, and energy. We have over 120 research scholars pursuing their PhDs in the areas that include big data analytics, graph theory, machine and deep learning, high-performance computing, mathematical modeling, artificial intelligence and actuarial technologies, biomarkers and therapeutic targets, antibiotic resistance, pharmaceutical derivatives, biomedical sensors, alternative therapy, autologous chondrocyte implantation, disease biology, nuclear medicine imaging, fungal biotechnology, optical coherence tomography, point-of-care devices for clinical use, microbial genomics, laser-based lab on chip at different length scales, nutritional biology and metabolic based investigations, biopotential of food processing waste for value addition in foods, plasmonic nanomaterials, biomaterials, food metabolomics, wastewater management and treatment, defluoridation, fuel cells, thermoelectric materials, perovskite based solar cells, plasmonics, molecular modeling and drug design, supercapacitors, energy harvesting and green building technologies. In addition to this, faculty and research scholars at the Departments of Management and Commerce and Economics and Education are intensely involved in pursuing research on contemporary topics that include behavioral aspects of health insurance, behavioral finance, values-centered leadership, corporate social responsibility, sustainable rural development, financial markets, pedagogical approaches to peace education, and so on. On the humanities front, researchers from the Department of English Language and Literature are pursuing studies in areas such as comparative poetics, post-colonial and post-modern studies, eco-criticism, fantasy literature, literature through Vedantic lens and English language teaching. The faculty at the individual level across various departments did exceptionally well in obtaining research funding to the tune of 5.27 crores of rupees from both the non-government and government agencies. For instance, the funding for our research is from a number of external agencies that include TVS Motors, Tata Education and Development Trust, Maestro Technology USA, DST, FIST, CSIR, SERB and DBT. Additionally, Sri Sat Sai Central Trust enthusiastically supports research by way of providing the required funding as a separate budget in a sustainable manner. The interdisciplinary approach and our investment on state-of-the-art research facilities did help to endow our researcher to make a significant contribution this year by publishing more than 160 research articles encompassing three fascinating thrust areas: health, energy, and environment in various peer-reviewed journals of high impact. For the fifth consecutive year, as a part of prestigious Sakura Science Exchange Program organized by the Japanese government, 9 doctoral research scholars and faculty members from the departments of chemistry, physics, and biosciences visited Japan Advanced Institute of Science and Technology, JAIST, in the Ishikawa Prefecture during the current academic year. The exchange program exposed our PhD students to the state-of-the-art research capabilities at JAIST while exploring future research possibilities in the fields of materials chemistry, applied physics, energy and environment, and biosciences and biotechnology. The students were given short project assignments under the guidance of professors from JAIST befitting their research interests. The establishment of the Central Research Instruments Facility, CRIF, at the Prashant Nilayam campus of the institute has provided the required impetus to the research progress. In fact, these facilities incentivized bright, talented young faculty who pursued their postdoctoral work elsewhere in the world to join our teaching fraternity. I am equally delighted to report the establishment of the Central Research Laboratory at our Anantapur campus, which was designed and customized to cater to the research needs of our women faculty and students. As a result, the research output of Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning has witnessed a significant rise during the last 2 to 3 years. This is very much reflected in both the quality and quantity of research and the 30 PhDs that have been awarded during this period. It is reassuring to note that within a short duration, giant strides have been made on a number of translational research projects in various frontier areas of science and technology. Towards this, a prototype low-cost, high-resolution, small-area imaging gamma camera, optical coherence tomography-based devices, mobile-based point-of-care devices for clinical use have been designed and fabricated by our faculty and research students. The powerful combination of research-rich ambience and our dedication to the personal and academic development of our students has been well recognized the world over. Much of this is made possible owing to the generous assistance of our alumni. I wish to thank all our faculty and staff who have made immense contributions to the success of Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning. I am more than convinced that SSIHL is well placed to meet with any future academic encounters. My profound gratitude goes out to the Chancellor and the members of Sri Sat Sai Central Trust, without whose dedicated love, effort and support none of this would have been possible. On behalf of the Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning family, I pray to our revered Founder Chancellor, Bhagawan Sri Sat Sai Baba, to continue to bless us with his divine guidance so that this modern Gurukula with its unique identity and offerings continues to positively shape the landscape of education in our country. Before I conclude, let me once again commend our graduates who carry the flag of our unique institute. I am sure you will support your institute in innumerable ways and make it proud through your intellectual, social, ethical and moral contributions. Thank you all for your kind attention. Jai Sai Ram.
The candidates for the various degrees may now rise to be presented to the Honorable Chancellor. Honorable Chancellor Sri K. Chakravarti, with the blessings of the revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I beg to present to you the candidates named in the list for the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Arts Honors, Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of Science Honors, Bachelor of Commerce Honors, Bachelor of Business Administration, Bachelor of Computer Applications, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology, Integrated Master of Computer Applications, Doctor of Philosophy. They have been examined and found qualified for the said degrees, to which I pray they may be admitted.
By virtue of the authority vested in me as Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, I admit the candidates named in the list into the said degrees. Thank you.
I now request the respected Vice Chancellor to administer the convocation pledge to the candidates.
I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the degree for which I have been duly recommended, I will in my daily life and conversation and in thought, word, and deed,
conduct myself
as befits a member of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning.
That I will,
to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity,
support the cause of sound learning,
humanity, morality, and spirituality. And that as far as lies in me,
I shall uphold and advance
the social and indeed all-round welfare
of my countrymen and fellow men.
The graduates may resume their seats. I now request the Honorable Chancellor Sri K. Chakravarti to kindly give away the gold medals that have been blessed by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is instituted at the behest of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, revered Founder Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This prestigious award is given to a student of each of the four campuses of the institute for his or her consistent exemplary conduct and behavior in respect of duty, devotion, and discipline, highly commendable achievement in the system of integral education of the institute, excellent performance in academics, and admirable participation in co-curricular items including sports, dramatics, music, self-reliance, and spiritual activities. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri R. Sai Naveen, final year MBA from the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Ramavarpu Satya Sai Aditya, final year BCom honors from the Vrindavan campus. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Chikkam Sai Fanikumar, final year BBA from the Muddenalli campus. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Kumari Madireddy Meghana, final year MBA from the Anantapur campus. Justice P.N. Bhagwati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Manasali Sai Kumar for distinction in MBA. The 9th President of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Varshanaya V for distinction in M.Tech Computer Science. The 11th President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Shyam Sundar B for distinction in M.Tech Optoelectronics and Communications. Sri Burgul Ramkrishna Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Pradyumna M for distinction in MSc Mathematics. The first Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. V.K. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri K. Karthik Subramaniam for distinction in MSc Biosciences. The second Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. Somnath Saraf Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Hariharan M. for distinction in MSc Chemistry. The third Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor S. Sampath Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri J. Kaushik for distinction in MSc Physics. The fourth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. K. Hanumantappa Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sai Shravan N. for distinction in MA Economics. The fifth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. G. Venkatraman Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri T. R. Sai Natarajan for distinction in Integrated MCA. The sixth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri S. V. Giri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sashanpuri Maniram Santosh for distinction in BBA. The seventh Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri A.V. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Boddu Raghuveera Sai Kumar for distinction in B.Com Honours. The eighth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Majeti Durgesh for distinction in BCA. Sri R.V. Janki Ramaiah Gold Medal, instituted in honor of brother of Bhagwan Baba. This medal is awarded to Sri Debashish Parida for distinction in BSc Honors in Physics. Dr. B.K. Killam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Jashobanta Behra for distinction in BSc Honours in Biosciences. Mother Ishwaramma Gold Medal, instituted in honor of Mother of Bhagwan Baba. This medal is awarded to Kumari Palla Juneshwari for distinction in B.Ed. Srimati M. Venkamma Gold Medal, instituted in honor of Sister of Bhagwan Baba. This medal is awarded to Kumari Kavugoli Shraddha Mohan for distinction in MSc Food and Nutritional Sciences. Srimati A. Parvatamma Gold Medal, instituted in honor of Sister of Bhagwan Baba. This medal is awarded to Kumari Gayatri V.R. for distinction in BSc Food and Nutritional Sciences. Srimati J. Ishwari Bai Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Somya Yellai for distinction in BSc Honours in Mathematics. Dr. Mrs. Pandey Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Harita Raman for distinction in BSc Honours in Chemistry. Srimati G. Lakshmi Narsamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Madhumita R. for distinction in BA. I now request the Honorable Chancellor to kindly confer the doctor of philosophy, and give away the special mementos blessed by the revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, to the qualified doctoral research candidates. Doctor of philosophy is conferred on Kumari Nelli Vanishri in English literature. Her thesis was on Text and Subtext, a study of select plays of Ivan Turgenev and Anton Chekhov under the supervision of Professor Rajeshwari C. Patel, Director, Anantapur Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Rajbhushan Jagdish Nayak in Economics. His thesis was on fiscal consolidation and sustainable public debt, a case study of India under the supervision of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, former Vice Chancellor, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Gannavarupu Krishna Prasad in Chemistry. His thesis was on synthesis of bio-nano composites for applications in electrochemical energy storage, sensing and catalysis under the supervision of Dr. Dandamudi Rajesh Babu, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Iyer Karthik Satyanarayan in Biosciences. His thesis was on accessing microbial electron transfer activity and biofilm formation for wastewater treatment in microbial fuel cells under the supervision of Dr. B.S. Vijay Kumar, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Girish T.N. in Biosciences. His thesis was on thermal and humidity stress adaptations for select Drosophila species endemic to Indian tropics under the supervision of Dr. B.E. Pradeep, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Chelli Sai Manohar in Chemistry. His thesis was on synthetic and in silico strategies for designing drugs, probing sensing mechanisms, and optimizing novel HA, BZZC piezo materials for bone regeneration under the supervision of Dr. B. Shivkumar, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Murali Krishna Molli in Physics. His thesis was on non-linear optical absorption characteristics of metal selenides under the supervision of Dr. R. Gaurishankar, Prashantilam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Siddhartha R. in English Literature. His thesis was on From the Colonial to the Carnival, a study of the trajectory of Indian cricket from the post-colonial and the Bhaktinian perspectives under the supervision of Dr. Ms. P.L. Rani, Head of the Department of English Language and Literature. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Hari N. in Physics. His thesis was on design and fabrication of low-cost optical coherence tomography instruments with novel features towards aiding in medical diagnostics under the supervision of Dr. Shailesh Srivastava, Prashantilam Campus. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Sadhu Sai Pavan Prashant in Physics. His thesis was on investigations into the structural, dielectric, piezoelectric, ferroelectric, and nonlinear optical properties of barium, calcium, zirconium, titanate compound in different configurations under the supervision of Dr. V. Sai Muthukumar, Prashantilam Campus.
Thank you.
Now, may I request our chief guest, Dr. Satish Reddy, to give his congregation address.
My pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Honorable Chancellor Sri Chakravarti Garu, Honorable Vice Chancellor Sri Verma Garu, respected members of the Central Trust here, and members of the Trust of the Institute, the eminent personalities who are present here, the faculty members, staff, and most importantly, the students of the Institute who are graduating today, and the parents, my namaskars to each and everyone who is present here. It is the blessings of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai brought me here today and gave me the privilege of being the chief guest here on the 38th convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. It's my privilege to be amongst you here when such eminent personalities who have excelled in their lives, varieties of areas of fields, who are present here very humbly, and I am delivering this convocation address before such personalities, it's really the blessings of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai. I am fortunate to have studied in this district of Anantapur, Jain to you. And I am also fortunate to have come to this place in the year 1982 on 23rd November. And I was fortunate to hear Baba's speech that day here. And was fortunate to have his blessings on that day. My heartiest congratulations to all the students who are graduating today from this institute, and also my heartiest congratulations to all the gold medal winners and also the people who have received their PhDs today. I think the number is about 10 or above. My congratulations to the parents and also to the professors who have been behind this important task of many things achieving in the life, like the gold medals, the PhDs from this important institute. Friends, you are today walking out as ambassadors of this spirited place. You are going to put into practice the knowledge which has been imparted by the learned professors all these years here. It's your conduct of you in the society tomorrow onwards what brings the name and fame to the institute and happiness to the professors and lecturers who have taught you. Also, most importantly, you coming from the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, what values you are going to follow tomorrow onwards is one of the most important aspects. The students who are coming from this institute are not just learned the subjects of what have been taught here, you also have learned so many values. Just now, the Vice Chancellor was mentioning about the human values, what you all learned here. It's the sayings of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai, equality, unity and cooperation, what he has been teaching us. And how we put these things into practice is what actually matters, other than the subjects what you have learned here. When you excel yourself in the society, as a person, with the technical knowledge or the scientific knowledge what you have got here, the university will be feeling very happy for the success of the students. Today, the technology is playing a major role in the society and also the worldwide for any country. Technology has become part and parcel of the society today. The countries are becoming stronger and prosperous with the technologies, or rather science and technology today. Look at the countries which have become very prosperous and strong, leaving aside the Western countries. Countries like Japan, countries like Israel, or even the country like which was going down, had a lot of economic trouble, like Finland, have become prosperous out of the technology. Particularly the country Finland, after the problems what it had out of the collapse of USSR, the economy of the country was going down, and it is the youngsters of the country who brought a technology marvel which could be sold all over the world and made the nation prosperous. Look at the country like Israel, having all sorts of problems at the neighborhood, not only surviving, having lots of exports all over the world, including India. It's the technology which is making those countries stronger and prosperous. Our country, we had a technological beginning, let's say in the late 1970s or 1980s, and started making slowly, one by one, systems and technologies. I heard just now there was a gold medal in the name of Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, who was our guru, who was the director of our laboratories in Hyderabad, the missile laboratories. He led the missile programs of this country and made now India is one of the countries who are a real missile power. In the year 1982-1983, we didn't have any technologies. We didn't have any systems like this. We didn't have any missiles. And similarly, that was the beginning of some of the rockets we were sending it in the space mission. Today, from the SLV, which actually Dr. Kalam was the project director, then the ASLV, then the PSLV, Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, which actually became the workhorse for ISRO. Number of launches using the PSLV vehicle, more than about 38 successful in a row launches of this PSLV vehicle have been done by ISRO, which is one of the world's record. 38 launches. The same PSLV has been used for the first Chandrayaan mission. Lots of information has been generated. Even the country like United States of America has used our data. The same PSLV was used for the Mars mission, Mangalyaan, and many more. Lots of satellites have been launched, whether 104 satellites and many other important missions. Next, the geostationary launch vehicle, GSLV, again is one of the important vehicles which puts a satellite in an orbit of 36,000 kilometers above the Earth, and we are able to keep lots of satellites in that orbit today, and the cryogenic engine which is required for that has been indigenously developed here in the country when the other countries have denied those technologies to us. Now today, you have seen close to 100% success of Chandrayaan mission, Chandrayaan 2 mission has been achieved by the Department of Space. Close to 100%. And now, very seriously planning for a man in the space. That mission probably in the next 2 to 3 years, ISRO will be able to carry out that experiment. Lots of developments. We have become one of the few nations in the world who have done such great experiments. Whether it is Chandrayaan or Mars mission or GSLV vehicle, and talking about man in the space today, lots of technologies have been developed. Coming to my department, Department of Defense R&D, in the last about 30 years, many technologies have been developed, which has put India into the top 5 or 6 nations in the world today. We have made number of missiles. Talk about Prithvi, Dhanush, Agni 1, Agni 2, Agni 3, Agni 4, Agni 5. Talk about BrahMos, talk about underwater vehicles. talk about air-to-air missiles, talk about surface-to-air missile Akash. Many things, many missiles have been developed in the last 25 years, which have made the country very strong in the area of missiles. Today you have a missile like Agni 5, which can go to 5,000 kilometers with an accuracy of few meters. In fact, when Agni 5 was launched, our neighbor China has said that this Agni 5 has got much more longer range than 5,000 kilometers, is more than 8,000 kilometers. United States of America said, we know Indians, they have these capabilities, and also we know that they are peace-loving people. People started appreciating you. Once you become stronger, people start appreciating you. When you are weak, they mock at you. And this is what is technology brings in you. That is what Dr. Kalam was dreaming those days. In fact, when the missile like BrahMos, which is a supersonic cruise missile, was developed by India and Russia jointly, that was the only supersonic cruise missile in the entire world. Nowhere else it was existing such a missile. We have developed our own fighter aircraft, LCA, very close to, from this place in Bangalore, in Ada. We are the sixth nation in the world who have developed their own fighter aircrafts. We have developed our own main battle tanks, Arjun, which is again, we are sixth nation in the world who have developed their own main battle tanks. We developed many systems. Today we have ballistic missile defense. If enemy launches a missile against you, you can destroy that missile in the mid-air itself. And we are one of the four nations who have such successful programs running of a ballistic missile defense today. We have built our nuclear submarines, Arihant. We are able to build our own ships today completely. We are able to build our own torpedoes today. You must have heard Honorable Prime Minister saying, India has developed the 155mm class, world's longest range artillery gun, ATAGS. India has developed the world's longest range 150mm class of gun, and many systems like that. And today, we are one nation where we don't need anything in the areas of, from outside, in the missiles, torpedoes, sonars, radars, electronic warfare systems, our guns, and many of these areas. And friends, you know, this year, on 27th of March, India has done a very important experiment of anti-satellite mission. The anti-satellite mission has knocked off a satellite in the low Earth orbit at about 300 kilometers altitude. We have become the fourth nation who have done that experiment with such accuracy. Russia, America and China, and then the fourth nation is India. It was such a critical experiment. None other than Honorable Prime Minister came and addressed the nation on that success of that mission. Imagine the criticality of such missions. The technical complexity of that missions. A satellite which is traveling in the space with about 7.8 kilometers per second velocity. And there is a missile which is going from the surface of Earth at about 3.2 kilometers per second velocity. There is a relative velocity of about 11 kilometers per second between the two. And then the size of the object is about 1.2 meters by 1.3 meters. And you have gone and directly hit at the center of that geometric center of that object, just within about 6 centimeters of that accuracy. That is the accuracy what we have got in that mission. So many complex missions, many things have been achieved. But then, let me tell you, we need to achieve a lot. Talking about the area of defense again, we are still one of the largest importers of defense equipment, arms and ammunition today. We are importing a lot. Meaning is that we need to develop a lot in this country. Lot of research need to happen in this country. Friends, we have been, as a nation, a technology follower still today. Somebody develops a technology. After about 5 years or 10 years, we also do the research here and develop that system here. That is what has been going on till today. That it cannot go on now. We have to change from technology follower to technology leader. We have to develop first of its kind technologies in this country. We have to come out with systems which are first of its kind in this country. We have to come out with products which are innovative today in this country. If we have to come out with this type of a technologies, the academic institutes in the country have to flourish. They are the centers of knowledge. They are the centers which actually give the, are the torchlight for the knowledge of tomorrow, or the systems of tomorrow, technologies of tomorrow. Unless an academic institute gives the, does the basic research and gives the leads towards the technologies which are going to come after 10 years or 15 years, whether the R&D organizations and other organizations in the country, they won't be able to carry out the research in those areas which are more like applied research and translational research. If the academic institutes excel themselves in the basic research and applied research, R&D organizations like us, DRDO, will be able to carry out the applied research to translational research and come out with systems and then hand it over to the industry. It is the academic institutes, the R&D institutes, and the industries, the synergy of these three major elements which is important in the country, who have to excel. Friends, I have been talking about many systems, whether it is space or atomic energy or Department of Defense R&D. We still stand as one of the 5 nations, 4 nations, 6 nations and 7 nations in the world. But then to develop those class of systems, I also need to have academic institutes which stand in the first 10, 20, 50, 100 in the world. I need to produce the students, research scholars in the world who also stand in the same class, same level in the world. That is what is important. So, the academic institutes have to excel themselves in these core areas of futuristic research what is required, futuristic technologies what are required. And the students should start innovating themselves. Innovation is the key area today. See, somebody was talking to me, in the Industrial Revolution and later days, it was talked as perform or perish. And today we are talking about innovate or perish. Innovation is the buzzword. And universities are becoming the engines of innovation today. That is why the government is encouraging the innovation in a big way, right from the school days. Whether it is Atal Innovation in the schools today, Atal Tinkering Labs, or many other innovation support schemes which have been brought by many of the government institutes. We have brought something called IDEX, which supports the innovation. We brought something called Technology Development Funding, which supports the innovation. And we also put a contest called Dare to Dream. Dr. Kalam always used to tell, dream, dream, dream. Dream to innovate something. Dream to achieve something. Dream to become something great in the life. That is what he has been telling the people to dream, particularly the children, wherever he was going and addressing the school children. He used to tell, dream, dream. So taking that concept, we put a contest called Dare to Dream. In the given areas of about 6 areas, we asked the people in the country to come out with innovative ideas. There more than about 3,000 ideas have come. We have gone through them, we have encouraged them, we are rewarded, we have awarded, and we are going to support them to come out with this idea into the industry. The scenario has changed. Youngster used to be always looking into the information technology or in the areas of ICT. Information Communication Technology. Anybody who was graduating was going to the ICT area. In fact, about 5-6 years back, I went to NIT Warangal, where in the metallurgy department there were 40 students, and 38 of them have joined the information technology in the jobs. I don't find fault with them. That was the opportunities which were existing there. But today, the scenario has changed. Youngsters are coming up in a big way in all the areas, including in the area of defense research. Lots of youngsters. People are working in the metallurgy area, materials area. I'm very happy to know from the Honorable Vice Chancellor that a state-of-the-art laboratory research facility has been created here in the advanced materials area. It is very important materials for the country. Any nation, if it has to be strong, first it has to be strong in the areas of materials. If someone, any nation which is not strong in the materials and you are dependent on the other countries and you don't have a strategy for the materials, you are always dependent on somebody. The first is materials and second is the manufacturing technology, which is very important. These two are very important for the nation. I am glad that this institute has established a research facility into this area. Now today I find lots of youngsters are doing research in this area. In fact, just before coming here in Hyderabad, I had a big industry meet. More than about 350 industries have come. In that, there are so many youngsters, startups who have come saying that we are working in this problem and all that. There's an youngster who in IISc, just 25 years old boy, is working in a rocket propulsion systems. When he met me about 3 years back, I introduced him to the chairman ISRO that time, Sri Kiran Kumar. And he has given them to that young boys, or two boys, a 2 crores worth of project for propulsion system for interplanetary motion. And they have successfully completed that project, and now they have a startup in ISRO. And the French government has tied up with the two young boys of 25 years old boys. Again, today one more boy met me today morning, who wanted to work on composite materials. I've introduced some of my colleagues, and retired colleagues have helped him. And where we were struggling with the problem of having a high temperature composite material for our rocket motor casings, he said, I will work on this problem. And today, he was saying, sir, the problem is solved and I am ready with the material and you can take the material from me. And I have achieved this higher temperature material about 100 degrees more than what you were having the material here. The people are working in various areas today. Lots of youngsters coming with. And the government is supporting them. The government has recognized the power of the youth in this country. And you are the people who have to come out with innovative ideas and make this nation very strong technologically and make this nation very prosperous. If this nation has to become prosperous, it is the only one way now that we have to become technologically strong. And any one of you, if you go out and start an industry also, you can't start survive with just a domestic market in these areas, high-tech areas. You need to export them. If you export all these products worldwide, then only you will be surviving as an individual, as an industry also. And for that to happen, the system, what you are making, has to be the state-of-the-art technology, or the first of its kind of technology. That has to be a lot of innovation in that. And other than that, you need to have a quality in the system, a quality product, and the product has to be price competitive. The first and foremost important thing in this is the product has to be technologically competitive or state of the art. That is where again we are coming back. If that is the thing, we need to be technologically advanced countries. That means we need to do the research in the futuristic areas. Identify the areas which are going to come out in the next 5 years or 10 years. That is what we also have taken up. We have identified about 40, 50 areas wherein we are supporting the academic institutes in a big way. Today we are working with about more than 155 academic institutes giving varieties of projects. We have centers of excellence in many places. And I am very glad in the last 5 years I have seen many state-of-the-art research facilities have been established in many of the academic institutes. Like today what I heard about the facility here at which has been established. So this is what is the very essential requirement today. We need to come out after 5 years, many technologies which are state of the art, and come out with the products which are first of its kind, and sell them all over the world. And Indian products are export value. Today, if you look at the defense area, the exports are very minimal today. Israel is exporting about 38 lakh crores worth of equipment out all over the world. A small country which is less than like Kerala. And we, a nation which has such a great history, worldwide people have come and learned here. We have given the knowledge to the entire world, and we should be also selling, we should also be giving the knowledge to the entire world. That is what you people who are coming out today, youngsters, have to come out with ideas. We don't have to continuously everybody look for a job in the information technology today. There are lots of opportunities. Many schemes have come in the government which supports you in a big way. We are also going to take lots of research scholars here to work with us. May not be as a permanent government employees, as researchers who can work with DRDO and other organizations and contribute to this nation in a big way. And particularly you people who are coming out of this institute here, you need to be establishing yourself, whether in the area of working in a research organization, working in a company, or you establishing your own industry with values. You are going to be with honesty, sincerity, humanity, and working for the society. This is what is another important aspect of what today's society is looking for. There may be many people doing business, many people establish industry without values, every day creating problems to the next man. That is not what we are looking for. We all have to live together. We are all equals. Unity is important. Cooperation is important. That is what is Bhagavan has said, Bhagavan Sri Sat Sai Baba. And you people, particularly coming out from this institute, you are very special people. You have come out from a place where you have been taught values. You come out with technologies, industries, which have values. Even today morning I was telling, I didn't use the word professional in the industry meet, values in the industry meet. I was saying that you be professional. Work together. Don't create problem for others. Love everyone. Spread the message of love everywhere. And excel yourself in your own area. That is what is expected from the student from this Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning. I wish you people will go. You will spread the message. You will excel yourself in this area and make the institute proud and make the nation proud. Make the nation very strong and make the nation very proud. God bless you. All the best. Thank you.
We thank Dr. Satish Reddy for his valuable advice to our young graduates. Advice that the sky is not the limit for you, but don't forget your roots. We now pray for the benediction by our revered founder chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba.
నేటి విద్యార్థి కలముగా నేర్వదగిన కలవు నవరత్న రాసులు ఈ కలియుగాన. టుడేస్ స్టూడెంట్ హ్యాస్ టు లెర్న్ 9 ఇంపార్టెంట్ జంగ్ లైక్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ విల్ పుట్ హిమ్ ఇన్ గుడ్ స్టేట్. త్యాగభావం, sacrifice, vinayambu, humility, sangha seva, service, maitri, friendship, kramasichanambulu, discipline, tatya nirati, truth, prema, love, love, prema, ahimsa, non-violence, divyamau, satyamandu, in this divine truth itself, ye navaratnamulu, manavuni acharanalendu. All these nine types of precious stones anubhavinchina will have to be put in practice and be enjoyed. Balabalikale Bharata Saubhagya Ghanulu. Balabalikale Bharata Saubhagya Ghanulu. Only those students, boys and girls, who have practiced these nine great qualities in life and enjoyed, would ensure a good future and become the minds of virtues for the entire country.
Vidyarthulara,
they are students.
Pavitramainatuvanti yokka seela sampadane lekundina manavattamuloni vidyalanni kodanu nirupayogam le.
Without having the wealth of character, whatever education you acquire, it is not going to be of any use.
Chadivi vraya nerchina varandaru vidyavantulena.
By merely learning how to read and write, can a person be called educated? By merely getting degrees in the colleges, can he be called an educated
person?
Without having the real wisdom and good qualities, can a person be called
an educated person?
If education is meant to eke out a livelihood, are not birds, beasts and animals living a life?
కాదు కాదు. విద్య వ్యక్తిత్వాన్ని పోషించి దివ్యత్వాన్ని వికసింపజేసి మానవత్వాన్ని రాణింపజేసేటువంటిది విద్య.
ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ మెంట్ టు ఫాస్టర్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ గ్రోత్, బ్లాజమ్ డివైన్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇన్ హిమ్ అండ్ డెవలప్ రియల్ హ్యూమన్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇన్ మ్యాన్.
నిత్య సత్య సుకృతులన్నీ వికృతి పొంది మారుచుండే.
గ్రేట్ ట్రూత్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ పర్మనెంట్, they are not being cared for by the human
being. Pavitra prakriti pratidinamu prajala veedi povuchundi.
The sacred nature and creation seems to be becoming distant to man in
daya dharma aacharanalanni duracharam avuchundi.
Compassion and dharma, they are all going on the wrong path.
Arya veda vidyalalage
and sacred ancient Aryan education is declining and the wrong type of education is making
vidya vidhanamu gurtinchukodaniki manavattam entaina kodanu shravinchali.
For learning through education, human beings will have to make ceaseless efforts.
Ee naati bhautika vidyalanni kodanu kevalamu laukika jeevitamunaku aadharanga chelukunchunnave kaani bhautikamunaku ఏమాత్రమైనటువంటి ఆనందం అందించినప్పటికీ తదుపరి దివ్యమైనటువంటి ఒక జీవితానికి కూడా ఒక ఆదర్శంను కోరాలి.
ది టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ దట్ ఈస్ బీయింగ్ లర్న్డ్ టుడే ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ గివింగ్ ది ఫిజికల్ జాయ్స్ అండ్ కంఫర్ట్స్ బట్ ఇగ్నోరింగ్ ది డివైన్ లైఫ్ విచ్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఎసెన్షియల్ ఫర్ మ్యాన్.
విజయన్యూటెన్సీ రెండు ప్రధానమైన గుణములు కలవు.
దేర్ ఆర్ టూ ఇంపార్టెంట్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇన్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
ఒకటి విషయాన్ని వివరించి చెప్పటం.
One is explaining the subject matter clearly.
Rendavadi jeevita vyaktitvanni vikasimpacheyatam.
The second one is blossoming the personality and the life of a man.
Okati matter, rendavadi energy.
One is matter, the other is energy.
Ee yokka padartha shaktulu yokka sammelita swaroopame vidya.
A combination of these two together may be called true education.
ఆధ్యాత్మిక భౌతికముల యొక్క సమ్మిళిత స్వరూపమే విద్య.
స్పిరిచువల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఓన్లీ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ టుగెదర్ మే బి కాల్డ్ రియల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
విద్యార్థులారా, మీ యందలి పవిత్రమైన భావములను అభివృద్ధి పంచుకుంటూ తగిన కృషి చేయండి.
స్టూడెంట్స్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ ఎఫర్ట్స్ టు ఫాస్టర్ అండ్ డెవలప్
తోటి మానవులు క్వాలిటీస్. ఇబ్బంది కూడా కలగకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
You should not cause any inconvenience to your neighbor and your elder.
తన తల్లిదండ్రులకు తగినటువంటి యొక్క దీనితో నీవు సంతోషాన్ని అందించాలి.
You should give satisfaction and joy to your parents.
ముఖ్యముగా విద్యార్థులు ఎందుకు కృతజ్ఞత అత్యవసరము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎసెన్షియల్ ఫర్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ టు కల్టివేట్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్.
మొట్టమొదట తల్లిదండ్రులకు ఆ కృతజ్ఞతను చూపించాలి.
యూ హ్యావ్ టు షో దట్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ ఇన్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ప్లేస్ టు యువర్ పేరెంట్స్.
దేహంలో ఉండేటువంటి బ్లడ్,
ది బ్లడ్ ఇన్ యువర్ బాడీ,
నీ తలలో ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క హెడ్ తెలివితేటలు,
వాట్ ఎవర్ క్లెవర్నెస్ అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ యూ హావ్ ఇన్ యువర్ హెడ్,
నీవు భుజించేటువంటి ఫుడ్,
వాట్ ఎవర్ ఫుడ్ యూ పార్టేక్,
నీవు అనుభవించేటువంటి దుడ్డు,
వాట్ ఎవర్ మనీ యు ఆర్ ఎంజాయింగ్,
నీ బ్లడ్, నీ ఫుడ్, నీ దుడ్డు, నీ హెడ్ పేరెంట్స్ గిఫ్ట్.
ఆల్ దీస్ ఫార్ బ్లడ్ ఫుడ్ హెడ్ అండ్ మనీ, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్
పొందినటువంటి నీవు తల్లిదండ్రులకు కృతజ్ఞత అందించలేని వాడు ఇంక ఎవరికి నీవు అందించగలవు.
ఆఫ్టర్ గెటింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫోర్ ఫ్రమ్ పేరెంట్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ షో గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ టు దెమ్, టు హూమ్ ఎల్స్ విల్ యు షో గ్రాటిట్యూడ్?
విద్యార్థులారా, గౌరవ మర్యాదలు అనేటువంటిది వన్ వే ట్రాఫిక్ కాదు, ఇచ్చి పుచ్చుకునేటువంటివి.
రెస్పెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆనర్ ఆర్ నాట్ లైక్ వన్ వే ట్రాఫిక్. యూ హావ్ టు గివ్,
నీవు పుచ్చుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నించు.
యూ హావ్ టు గివ్ దెమ్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ రిసీవ్ దెమ్.
కానీ ఈనాటి విద్యార్థులు పుచ్చుకోవడానికి సిద్ధంగా ఉన్నారు, కానీ ఇచ్చుకున్నట్టుకు ఏమాత్రం కూడా సిద్ధంగా లేరు.
టుడే స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ రెడీ టు రిసీవ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆనర్ బట్ నాట్ టు షో టు అదర్స్.
మన దేశాన్ని ఆశించేటువంటి యొక్క వ్యక్తిత్వాన్ని మనం అభివృద్ధి గావించుకోవాలి.
వీ షుడ్ డెవలప్ ఎ పర్సనాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ హైలీ నెససరీ ఫర్ ద నేషన్.
ఎలాంటిదైనప్పుడు మన మాతృదేశం,
వాట్ ఎవర్ బి అవర్ కంట్రీ, ఇట్ ఇస్ అవర్ మదర్ కంట్రీ, మదర్ ల్యాండ్.
మాతృదేశాన్ని ప్రేమించలేనిటువంటి వ్యక్తి విదేశాలపైన ఆశ చూపుతున్నాడంటే ఇది వెరితనమే.
ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ లవింగ్ హిజ్ ఓన్ మదర్ ల్యాండ్, ఇఫ్ హి లవ్స్ అనదర్ కంట్రీ,
ఇది ఒక పెద్ద బలహీనత ఏర్పడిపోయింది.
This is a great weakness which is being developed.
ప్రతి విద్యార్థి ఒక డాక్టర్ అయినా లేక ఇంజనీర్ అయినా ఇంకే విధమైనటువంటి వాడైనా పాస్ అయిన తక్షణమే విదేశాలకు అప్లికేషన్ వేసుకుంటారు.
టుడే ది స్టూడెంట్స్ ది మోమెంట్ హి బికమ్స్ ఎ డాక్టర్ ఆర్ ఎన్ ఇంజనీర్ ఆర్ ఎనీ అదర్ థింగ్ వాంట్స్ టు అప్లై ఫార్ ఎ సీట్ అట్ ఇట్ సమ్ అదర్ కంట్రీస్.
నీ మాతృదేశంలో నీవు సేవ చేయి.
Serve your own motherland.
నీ మాతృదేశంలో నీవు గౌరవాన్ని పెంచుకో.
Get honor in your own motherland.
నీ మాతృదేశాన్ని విశ్వసించు.
Have firm faith in your own motherland.
మాతృదేశాన్ని విశ్వసించలేనిటువంటి వాడు విదేశాన్ని ఏ రీతిగా నీవు విశ్వసించగలవు?
A person who does not have faith in his own motherland, how can he have faith in other nations?
నీ హృదయాన్ని తట్టుకొని నా మాతృదేశం యొక్క దీనికి నా సర్వస్వమును త్యాగం చేసి సేవ చేయాలి అనేటువంటి ప్రతిజ్ఞను పూనాలి విద్యార్థులు.
You should take a vow that you are going to serve your motherland. Keeping your hand on your heart.
Ramulu cheppadu, naa swadeshamu naaku parama preeti karamainatundi.
Rama told, my motherland is most dear to me.
Janani janma bhumascha sargadipi gariyasi annadu.
He is told, mother and motherland are most dear to me.
Nee talli kurupiga unnadani, evaro talli andanga unnadani, aame talli ani pilchadaniki veelavutunda?
Just because your mother is ugly, can you call some other beautiful mother?
Nee talli talliye.
Even if she is ugly, your mother is mother alone.
Sampadalato kalakalaadutunnayani videshalapaina manu talli bhavana pettukotam, idi kevalam kutriyamainatundi bhavame.
On account of the prosperity of the other nations, thinking that they are your motherland, this is an artificial approach.
Vidya muginchina tarvata grahasthulu kaaboye mundu prachina kaalamunandu adhyapakulu vidyarthulu cherchi వారికి ఉపదేశం చేసేటువంటి సమావేశం ఈ కాన్వకేషన్.
కాన్వకేషన్ వాజ్ ఇన్ ద ఓల్డెన్ డేస్ ద టీచర్స్ వుడ్ కాల్ ఆల్ ద స్టూడెంట్స్ హూ హావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్ దర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ బిఫోర్ దే ఎంటర్ ది నెక్స్ట్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ గృహస్థాశ్రమ్.
ఆనాడు వారు
ది నేమ్ గివెన్ వాజ్ స్నాతకోత్సవం.
స్నాతకోత్సవం అనగా ఏమి? ఉపదేశమును తీసుకుని ఆ ఉపదేశమును ముందు భవిష్యత్ జీవితంలో అనుభవించడానికి తగిన కృషి చేయటమే స్నాతకోత్సవం యొక్క అదార్థం.
The real meaning of Snatakotsava is the teachers giving things which are useful for the students in their future life and the students listening to them and practicing them.
Gold medal teeskotamu vellipotam kaadu.
It is not merely taking a degree, taking a gold medal.
Nijamaina gold medal ee upadeshanni aacharanalo pettinappude neeku aavidhamaina aanandanni andimpa chestundi.
Only when you practice the good things that are told to you today, it will give you the joy which is real gold medal.
నీవు అహంకారాన్ని నిర్మూలన చేసుకో.
డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఈగో ఇన్ యు.
ఆడంబరాన్ని చంపుకో. కంప్లీట్లీ చిత్తాన్ని శుద్ధి గావించుకో.
ఆస్టెంటేషన్ ప్యూరిఫై యువర్ హార్ట్.
యందు తగినటువంటి లక్ష్యాన్ని పూని.
యూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ప్రాపర్ ఎయిమ్ ఇన్ లైఫ్.
కర్తవ్యం యోగముచ్యతే. నీ కర్తవ్యాన్ని పాటించు.
డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీ.
డ్యూటీ ఈజ్ గాడ్, వర్క్ ఈజ్ వర్షిప్. ఈ రెండింటి యందు నీవు లక్ష్యాన్ని ఉంచుకుని భవిష్యత్తు లోపల ఈ యొక్క విద్యార్థులు విద్యార్థినులు తగిన ఆదర్శాన్ని అందించి తిరిగి భావి భారతోద్ధారకులైనటువంటి మీ యొక్క తత్వాన్ని దేశానికి వ్యాప్తి గావిస్తారని నేను ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ విరమిస్తున్నాను.
యూ షుడ్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ లర్న్ అండ్ ఐ విష్ దాట్ యు బ్రింగ్ ది వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ద నేషన్ అండ్ డూ గుడ్ టు ద నేషన్. దస్ ఐ బ్రింగ్ ది డిస్కోర్స్ టు ఎ క్లోజ్.
We will all rise now for the national anthem. Requested to resume their seats for Mangal Aarti.
Good. जय सद्गुरुदेवा शांति 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 समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय
Om Shri Sai Ram, invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. 23rd of November is a very auspicious day in the life of all Sai devotees as it signifies the advent of the avatar of this age, the Kaliyug avatar, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Tomorrow, during the early morning prayer session of Omkaram and Suprabhatam, from 5:10 to 5:40 a.m. in Sai Kulwant Hall, Bhagwan's Sannidhi curtains will be kept open. All devotees can receive Bhagwan's darshan from where they are seated. The regular morning session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 8 o'clock with Vedam chanting. At 8:20, the proceedings of the morning program will commence with Panchavadyam and Nadaswaram, followed by Guru Vandanam at 8:30, where the students from Bhagwan's educational institutions will be offering devotional music program. After the music program, Sri S.S. Naganand, member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, will be delivering the welcome address, followed by release of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust's annual report for for the year 2018-2019 and the launch of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust website version 3. Sri S.S. Naganand will then present the highlights of the annual report of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. After the annual report presentation, we have the chief guest for the occasion, Sri Nitin Gadkari, Honorable Minister, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, Government of India, addressing all of us. We'll then be blessed with Bhagwan's benedictory divine discourse. The morning session will conclude with a musical offering by the University Brass Band, followed by bhajans, Mangalati, and Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will commence at 5 o'clock with Vedam chanting. At 5 o'clock, we also have the glorious Swarna Rathotsavam of our beloved Bhagwan, accompanied by Panchavadyam, Nadaswaram, Bhajan and Vedam group, starting in a grand procession from the eastern entrance of Prashanti Nilayam, which will go around Yajur Mandiram and enter Sai Kulwant Hall from the Gopuram side. At 5:30, the ceremonial Jhula function will commence in Sai Kulwant Hall, during which renowned artists from the world of Carnatic music, the Malladi brothers, along with fellow musicians will be offering their love and prayers at the Divine Lotus Feet in the form of Carnatic music program. The evening session in Sai Kulwant Hall will then conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Now, as a conclusion to the convocation proceedings, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning will be offering the convocation drama at 6 p.m. in the Purnachandra Auditorium, titled Hum Chale Teri Roshni Se. The devotees can also witness the convocation drama live on the LED screens erected here in Sai Kulwant Hall. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. November 23rd Tedi, Bhagavanudu Avatarinchina Panduga, Paramasivudu Avatarinchina Panduga, Jagadishwari Satya Sai, Jagadish Thalli Mettina Panduga, Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Ahimsa, Manava Rupamu Dharinchi, Avatarinchina Panduga, Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba Varu, Avatarinchina Panduga, Prapancha Vyaptanga Unna Sai Bhaktulandarki, Repati Roju, Yento Divyamainadi, ఆనందకరమైనది. భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా వారి దివ్యానుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో స్వామివారి 94వ దివ్య అవతరణ రోజు సందర్భంగా రేపటి ఉదయము ఓంకారము సుప్రభాతము జరుగు సమయాన, అనగా 5:10 నుండి 5:40 వరకు భక్తులు ఆసీనులై ఉన్న చోట నుండి అయి స్వామివారి సన్నిధానమును దర్శించుకోగలరు. సాయి కుల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమం 8:00 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 8:20 పంచవాద్యము మరియు నాదస్వరము సమర్పించబడుతుంది. తదుపరి స్వామివారి విద్యా సంస్థలకు చెందిన విద్యార్థులు స్తోత్రములు మరియు భక్తి గీతాలతో కూడిన గురువందనం అనే పేరిట ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమం సమర్పిస్తారు. ఈ కార్యక్రమానంతరం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ సభ్యులైన శ్రీ ఎస్ఎస్ నాగానంద గారిచే స్వాగతోపన్యాసము, తదుపరి 2018 మరియు 2019 సంవత్సరంలో శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ చేపట్టిన అనేక సేవా కార్యక్రమాలను తెలిపే వార్షిక నివేదికను మరియు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ వెబ్సైట్ 3వ వర్షన్ను విడుదల చేస్తారు. అనంతరం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి సెంట్రల్ ట్రస్ట్ సభ్యులైన శ్రీ ఎస్ఎస్ నాగానంద గారు వార్షిక నివేదికను సమర్పిస్తూ ట్రస్ట్ కార్యక్రమాలను తెలియజేస్తారు. తదుపరి రేపటి కార్యక్రమాలకు ముఖ్య అతిథిగా విచ్చేచున్న భారత ప్రభుత్వం ఒక రోడ్డు రవాణా మరియు రహదారుల మంత్రిత్వ శాఖకు చెందిన గౌరవనీయ శ్రీ నితిన్ గడ్కరీ గారిచే ప్రసంగం ఉంటుంది. వీరి ప్రసంగానంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య సందేశము. స్వామివారి దివ్య సందేశం అనంతరం శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యా సంస్థకు చెందిన వివిధ బ్యాండ్ బృందాల సభ్యులు ఒక బ్యాండ్ కార్యక్రమాన్ని సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి ఉదయ కార్యక్రమాలు భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళ ఆర్తితో సమాప్తమవుతాయి. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. సాయి కుల్వన్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమాలు 5:00 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. అదే సమయాన అనగా 5 గంటలకు స్వర్ణరథముపై స్వామివారి స్వర్ణ రథోత్సవము ఈస్ట్ ప్రశాంతి దగ్గర గణేష మందిరము నుండి ప్రారంభమై వేదము, భజనలు, పంచవాద్యము మరియు నాదస్వరము నడుమ ఊరేగింపుగా యజుర మందిరము పక్క మార్గము నుండి గోపురం వైపు వచ్చి సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపంలోనికి ప్రవేశిస్తుంది. సుమారు 5:30 కనుల విందుగా స్వామివారి ఉయ్యాల ఉత్సవం జరుగుతుంది. ఈ కార్యక్రమం జరుగు సమయంలో ప్రముఖ కర్ణాటక సంగీత కళాకారులు, మల్లాడి సోదరులు మరియు వారి బృందంచే ఒక సంగీత కార్యక్రమం స్వామివారికి సమర్పించబడుతుంది. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమాలు భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళ ఆర్తితో సమాప్తమవుతుంది. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. భక్తులందరికీ ఒక ముఖ్యమైన సందేశం. స్నాతకోత్సవ కార్యక్రమాలలో భాగంగా ఈరోజు సాయంకాలం 6 గంటలకు శ్రీ సత్యసాయి విద్యాసంస్థ యొక్క విద్యార్థులు పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపంలో హమ్ చలే తెరి రోష్నిసే అనే పేరిట స్నాతకోత్సవ నాటకమును స్వామివారికి సమర్పిస్తారు. భక్తులు పూర్ణచంద్ర సభామండపం యందు లేదా సాయి కుల్వన్ సభామండపంలో ఆసీనులై ఎల్సీడీ స్క్రీన్ యందు నాటకమును చూడగలరు. జై సాయిరాం.